3 years ago, I discovered that my destination, for 43 years, I've made the claim that our family is the walking book of Revelations. It said Jesus would return and take a bride, and God has backed me for 43 years.
Wow.
Okay,
Jesus. Yeah, let me get to this whole apocalypse thing. Is that really going to happen, Armageddon, all that stuff, Jesus?
Well, I'm not sure at what the interpretation of that is. Everybody has their own.
Yeah.
And
Jesus?
I think a lot of the things that we are going through right now is part of that. I think we are in the last days.
In the last days.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking for.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus Christ. How many times I've said your name, never knowing you're abroad.
And residing up in this great state of Maine.
Yeah. Jesus, can you explain? Here's the one question I've always wanted to ask Jesus.
Right.
Can you explain to me the everlasting popularity of ABC funny man Jim Belushi?
Excellent question.
I've never heard of the man.
You created him.
Oh, I did?
In your image.
Oh, I did.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Hey, let me ask you another question. How'd you get along with Mary? I mean, what, did you use the Wizinator or something? I mean, was there a device?
Well, I mean, it's Jesus. It's the Son of God.
Yes, but, Mike, okay.
Joseph would have had to...
Yeah.
Not you.
Oh, I'm
Jesus.
Sorry.
She got your Bible all mixed up now.
But regardless, Jesus was a man. You're right. You're right. Jesus came from
Hello?
Mary. You're right. Jesus came from Mary. Right.
Well,
I was asking the wrong question, but
yeah.
You know where I was going was, how could that be Jesus? Jesus is a
well,
dude.
I think you got Jesus mad.
No, we got
no
some old...
you didn't get him mad.
Oh, oh Jesus is still there.
Oh, no, a miracle.
We just got a two-way calling.
Ah,
how many calls?
Now, where are you guys from?
Washington, D.C. How many calls do you get a day, Jesus?
Huh?
How many calls a day do you get, Jesus?
Well, it depends.
Shouldn't you have, like unlimited infinity-way calling? Shouldn't Jesus have more than just two-way calling?
Not really.
Do you, how's your father doing?
Which one?
The
Are
you know,
thinking
the,
of my spiritual father
yeah,
or
the holy,
my biological father?
The Holy Father.
The big guy.
Well, I think he's doing a lot better than we are.
How come you don't look like you do on the cross? How come you don't look like you do on the cross?
How do you know I don't?
Tough to argue that.
Like, listen.
Like,
to
are you wearing a you know? Are you wearing like a long beard right now?
No, I'm
you
not.
Know,
I'm
you wearing... know who I picture you as?
I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Uh-huh. Have you ever seen those ladies on Conan O'Brien sometimes?
No, I don't watch TV very much.
Have you ever seen Sue Johansson?
No.
That, she's on Conan all the time. She's like
yeah, I know you're doing
she's right. like the sexpert for this generation.
Sure. Right.
Right.
She's an old lady that loves talking about sex, like Dr. Ruth used to.
Oh, okay. She's
except,
fascinating.
Except she has a shorter hair. She's much more to the point, more descriptive than Dr. Ruth ever was.
Jesus, do you have any
new... Are you gentlemen really radio announcers?
Yes, we are, and I have a
you
question.
You certainly don't give me a good impression of radio announcers.
Oh, my God, Jesus. Oh. Please don't put us down. Jesus, can I ask you a question?
You can ask. I don't have to answer.
Okay.
If it's sensible, I'll answer. If it
right.
isn't, I'll ignore it.
Jesus, do you have any prophecies for us?
Well, one thing, I think that this country is on its way down, and I think things are going to get very much worse in the very near future.
Great. Can you give me a date on that?
I wrote, no. Nobody knows a time or place.
All right.
I wrote a letter to the president, and I informed him that
Hold on. Jesus. Why don't you just, like, teleport to his brain?
Because his brain does not commune with God, I'll tell you. He claims to be a Christian, but his actions calls him a liar.
Wow.
Hey,
that
Jesus,
came from Jesus.
Who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble, ma'am?
Give you a big thumbs up, Jesus.
Who is the celebrity you think you most resemble, ma'am?
Huh?
Who is the celebrity that you think you most resemble?
I don't really know of any that I would say I resemble.
Do you resemble a granny from the Beverly Hillbillies?
No, I'm not that old.
Oh, good.
I don't know, because I don't know how old she was, the character she was.
How about one of the Golden Girls?
No.
Not that old. Do you have gray hair?
No, I don't. All my daughters do, but I don't.
How old? Do you have daughters?
Huh?
And that you have daughters?
Yes, I had 11 children. I had 11 doctors tell me I couldn't have any children without major surgery.
And then all those
I ended up with 11 children.
All those daughters are named Christ?
No.
No?
Christ.
And most of them had been married.
Oh, really? They've been married. How do they feel about their mother saying she's Jesus Christ?
They think I'm crazy.
Oh, really? And are you crazy?
Jesus? Most of the world did 40 years ago. And now they're sitting on a fence wondering if they should be my best friend or my worst enemy.
Oh, no, my goodness. Are you crazy, Jesus?
No.
You're not. Let me ask you this.
I'm trying to live in a world with a reality attitude, and most of the world doesn't know what reality is anymore.
Hey, Jesus, were you surprised that old guy won Survivor?
What?
Are you surprised?
Stevie.
Are you surprised that Tom won Survivor?
No, I don't watch it. I don't know anything about it.
Is there any TV show that you watch, Jesus?
There are a few.
What do you enjoy?
I used to watch, when they had good movies on.
Right.
I used to watch, like, Genie in the Bottle and Bewitched.
I Dream of Genie.
Okay, all right. Very good.
I like Bonanza.
Bonanza.
I watch that occasionally now.
Okay, so you watch Bonanza. You like the old classic TV shows.
I liked it when they had the senses, when they didn't need it. Now we need it and we don't have it.
No. Listen, you're Jesus Christ. Why don't you fix it? I mean, it's not your job to sit here and tell us what's wrong. Not with that. Couldn't you, like, I've seen the painting of you with the lightning coming out of your finger. Couldn't you just go?
God can do that. I'm only a child of God. I'm not God.
You're a child of God.
God's only son.
You don't have the power,
even though you're a woman.
But I tell you, through all of this, talking to this woman, I find that I'm liking Jesus.
Me too.
Yeah.
I have a business card, and on it says, my philosophy is, it says, this is not a dress rehearsal. Live one moment at a time with love, respect, responsibility, truth, fact, and common sense.
Do you wear a Star Trek uniform?
No.
No, she's sensible. Does it suck having your birthday so close to Christmas?
Well, according to my Bible, Christ was born on February 4th, and it's a King James Version, which is accepted by 85% of the world.
Right, yes, the King James Bible.
When you go shopping, do you just buy loaves and fishes?
No.
Okay. What does Jesus like to eat?
If you would give me your address, I would send you some of the information that I have.
Good. Jesus, what did you enjoy for breakfast this morning?
This morning?
Yes.
I had one egg, a slice of soy ham, and fried potatoes.
So, Jesus, you're a health food eater?
I sure am.
Good. Wonderful.
The only way I can keep my weight down at 4'11", that's quite a problem, I'll tell you.
Oh, you're a little pipsqueak, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But you're Jesus.
I'm the runt in the family.
Oh, hold on.
I am finding myself more and more liking Jesus.
Yeah.
What a friend we have.
And Jesus. Jesus, what kind of car do you drive, Jesus?
I don't drive any right now.
Do you fly?
My last car was a 1990 Dodge Dynasty.
Ripped. So you haven't had a car for a long time. Jesus.
Only since this fall when I had my knee operated on. I had not official knee put in.
Oh, now, come on. Please. Like, you couldn't just look at it and go, heal?
Have you performed?
I might have been able to, but when God gets ready to do those things, he will do them. But in the meantime, we have to live with your idiotic world the way it is.
That's right. I knew calling Maine was a great idea.
Honey, listen, it's your dad that screwed up this world. Your dad. All your dad's got to do is step in for 5 seconds. He could fix the problems in this world.
He gave the world the way to live, and they decided to live under their own regime.
Free will.
I want to tell you, no,
that's right.
No, but your
free
dad,
will.
Here's what your dad doesn't do. Your dad doesn't, like, go to the jerks in Iraq and the jerks that are terrorizing and killing people around the world. Where's your free will there, huh?
People that is doing that.
I know, but your dad could take care of it. Your dad could wipe them out in an instant.
There is a time pattern. When he's ready, he will.
Hey, Jesus, how old are you?
I turned 70 in January.
God bless you. I got
25 grandchildren and 15 greats.
Jesus,
wow.
May I ask you a terribly personal question?
Well, you can ask it.
May I ask the last time that you had that time of the month?
Why?
I'm just curious. I'm curious if you're really Jesus, if you had the regular cycle of a regular woman, or
if she had kids, she had to.
When I was younger, yeah.
Yes, well, I'm curious when she had her final one.
Are you able to remember that?
Not that good.
Remember, I think she said at her age, her memory is not that good.
Right. Did you see the Mel Gibson movie about you?
No, I haven't seen it.
Do you intend to see it, The Passion of You?
If God wants me to see it and it comes up so I can, yes.
But why? And when they say The Passion of the Christ, are you ever referred to as the Christ?
No.
Jesus, final question. Why did our station in Buffalo change format today to Jack FM?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, is there anything you could do? We lost an affiliate in Buffalo today. Is there anything you could do about that, Jesus?
Could you pray on that for us?
Maybe
I can pray on it.
Can you smite somebody?
I you'll get the results you want, but you might get some results.
Can we pray on it right now together? Okay, here we go. Dear Jesus, please allow our show to be brought back to Buffalo.
We had no reason being taken off in Buffalo, and we wish to come back.
And most merciful Jesus and wonderful God, whoever made that decision, please give them a very painful and unforgettable death.
Like falling off a cliff.
No, you don't want to. You don't want to wish bad luck on your enemies. You want to wish good luck.
No, these are not our enemies. Well, no, these are our enemies. They're our bosses. But
they are.
But yeah.
Where are you now?
In Washington.
In hell.
You're in Washington.
In hell. Yes. Anyway, Jesus, to conclude this poem, whoever made it's prayer, whoever made this decision on WBUF in Buffalo.
Finish your poem, JC.
Probably some of your money people. I bet if you could check and get the facts, which you can.
Well, I've already identified as
probably five people own everything in this country.
It's corporate
right.
America.
Yeah.
How about I got a question.
To get people to go away from big
Hold
business.
On. Hold on, everybody. I've got a question. Do you refer to yourself as the Son of God?
No. Bride of God.
The Bride of God.
Hey.
Sounds
hey.
Like a horror movie.
Incest is best. Roll your own. What the hell's going on here? Well, like you have
now,
sex.
In the Bible,
you have sex
Jesus
with God.
Come back and take a bride, and that's the claim I've made for 43 years.
So, have you had sex with God?
No, not hardly. No.
All right. So you're the Bride of God.
Yeah, Bride of Jesus, not God. God is the Spirit that holds
Hold
us.
Hold on. Wait, I'm totally confused. Are you your own bride? You're married to yourself, honey?
No.
But you're Jesus. You're Jesus, yes or no?
I'm the bride of Jesus.
Well, I guess the question is, if you're Jesus, how can you be the bride of Jesus? No, the question is, if she's the bride of Jesus, where is Jesus?
He's in Brooklyn, believe it or not.
He's in Brooklyn.
I knew it.
Yeah, I knew it. Fantastic. Right.
And so you're not Jesus, but we'll call your brother or your friend.
If
your
you
lover,
would give
Jesus.
Me your address, I will send you some of the material that I have,
yes.
I have given to the to you're Washington.
Dear Michael, use his home address.
We
really.
We will. We will give you all the information, and can you get us the real Jesus's phone number?
Not right at the moment, no.
How come you didn't tell us 10 minutes ago that you're a faker Jesus?
Well, this is Mrs. Jesus. I wish she'd told us that right away.
Are you married to the guy in Brooklyn?
Yes.
You're the bride of Jesus. And is he listed as Jesus Christ?
No. Our listing is here at my apartment.
How long have you been married?
43 years.
Is he still your husband?
Oh, yes.
Do you still live in the same house?
No, he travels.
Oh, he travels.
Do the kids keep in touch with Dad or not at all? Do they think he's nuts, too?
Well, they're undecided at this point.
Yeah.
As my middle daughter, Betsy Ross, said...